This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite bad news about the economy. The all-time record for negative growth was set last quarter. Those numbers are out. The stock market is down more than 200 points. That's not great. But far more serious than any of that is the news on the coronavirus pandemic, which is behind everything and is not going to be over before the election. I think that one of the things that President Trump acknowledged in one of his most recent press briefings, that things are going to get worse before they get better. Well, that's playing out in real time. We now have, and we have to be serious about it, we have 30 states that are seeing increases right now. This is not that dreaded second wave that people talk about. That's supposed to happen sometime October, November. But this is now. And we are over 150,000 dead, including, God rest his soul, Herman Cain, who had been on this show many times. He was a candidate for president. I actually wrote one of the very early pieces taking his candidacy for presidency more seriously. He's a fellow talk show host. He just passed away at age 74 of COVID-19. And that's very sad news. And by the way, people want to remember Herman Cain. He's a very lively and very positive presence in Larry Elder's new movie, Uncle Tom, and which is very much worth seeing. It's a movie about black conservatives. And given the idea of black conservatives, she's no black conservative, but there is a full-page ad with a big picture of Congresswoman Val Demings in police uniform. She was a cop for 27 years. And she's being attacked viciously by the New York Times from the left. Now, she's right near the top of Joe Biden's prospective vice presidential candidate list. Will an attack on Val Demings for being a tough cop who supported her own police officers and supports police in general, will that kind of attack scuttle her chances for the vice presidency? We will see. There's also all kinds of consideration about the impact of the coronavirus, very specifically, on electoral prospects for President Trump. I think it's fairly obvious that the very, very best thing for the country, and frankly for the president, would be if we can get control of these recent outbreaks. And there is all kinds of debate on how to do that. Yesterday we spoke a little bit about the debate on hydroxychloroquine. And I spoke a little bit about Dr. Stella Emanuel, who was one of those doctors out in front in white coats. They said America's Frontline Doctors was the name of the group. And all saying that, it's an easy thing to control this virus. It really can be controlled quickly just with the use of hydroxychloroquine. A number of listeners sent to me a far more substantive argument in favor of erythromycin combined with hydroxychloroquine, combined with zinc, and which apparently there are now a bunch of studies that show that that has been very effective. There's a Yale epidemiologist, actually a professor of public health at the School of Public Health at Yale, named Harvey Risch, who wrote a piece in Newsweek, and the Newsweek piece goes on and makes a very strong case that people should not be influenced by politics, by hatred of Trump, or by disregard of anything Trump says, to count out the effectiveness of the hydroxychloroquine, particularly in early stages with the disease. Okay, right now the governor of Ohio, Mike DeWine, I think it's a good move, has basically eliminated a statewide ban on the use of hydroxychloroquine. I think that the idea of giving as much latitude and as much open-mindedness to try to deal with this situation right now is extraordinarily important. But it's also extraordinarily important to get serious about the fact that this is not a time to continue with, despite the fact that nobody wants to make this association, the nightly demonstrations in places like Portland and around the country, which unquestionably have played some role in reviving, increasing the rate of transmission of this virus. And what's very ironic to me is that, look, there was a good piece in the New York Times today written by Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel. Yes, he's Rahm Emanuel's brother, and he was one of the architects of Obamacare. However, it's a sensible piece, and it talks about opening schools and the fact that, yes, some schools should be opened in the fall, but not all of them. Because to open a school in the midst of a raging pandemic, and one where the incidence of illness and death are going up and going up dramatically, is not a good idea. This is what Governor DeWine of Ohio said today when he asked the Ohio Board of Pharmacy to reverse its ruling against hydroxychloroquine. He says, I agree with a statement from Dr. Stephen Hahn, Commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration, that the decision about prescribing hydroxychloroquine to treat COVID-19 should be between a doctor and a patient. Therefore, I am asking the Ohio Board of Pharmacy to halt their new rule prohibiting the selling or dispensing of hydroxychloroquine or chloroquine for the treatment or prevention of COVID-19. The Board of Pharmacy and the State Medical Board of Ohio should revisit the issue, listen to the best medical science, and open the process up for comment and testimony from experts. And look, I think that is an important idea, and it's a conservative idea. And Mike DeWine, by the way, because of his up till now effective handling of the coronavirus pandemic, has enjoyed some of the highest approval ratings of any governor in the country. We will see what happens. We will also see what happens with the Trump campaign. There is a great deal of political comment over the fact that the Trump campaign is pulling ads from Michigan, where the president is not doing well, where he is running very far behind Joe Biden. Michigan, of course, one of the key states that he won last time, and he won by the narrowest of margins. All of this has led to John Harris to raise some speculation that I spoke with you months ago, which is the idea that President Trump may be considering, or maybe should consider, says John Harris at Politico, of pulling an LBJ. What does that mean? That means withdrawing from his drive for reelection. It's a fascinating argument. It is extremely unlikely, as John Harris admits. But then again, there are so many aspects and complications to this campaign. There's also a very fine piece over at Bloomberg about the devastating impact of the coronavirus on our birth dearth, which has a devastating economic effect. Fewer and fewer people are deciding to go ahead and have babies. And despite the fact that there are people who are radical environmentalists who think, oh, fewer people in the world, that's better. Well, it's disastrous for an economy. We will get to that. We'll also be speaking to a Washington Post columnist and a college professor at University of Indiana who says the whole essence of police departments is white supremacy. Oh, yeah? Well, tell that to Val Demings, 1-800-955-1776. We'll be right back with perspective on where we stand with the virus. Coming up.
your outlet for outrage.
It is outrageous what you are saying.
The Michael Medved Show.
This is outrageous.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now, who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch-up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
At the very end of July, which is where we are, of course, people looking forward to September and the opening or non-opening of schools everywhere. There are decisions that have been made. I know the Edmonds School District and Jeremy Steiner, pride of Hillsdale College, a Edmonds guy all the way. They're not opening. They're going to be opening with remote learning this fall. We have posted on our site from mynorthwest.com the plans for each school district in the Great Northwest about whether they're opening or not. And with all of that, there are a couple of contextual things. There was a huge article, and I can't say I've read the whole thing, but I've read most of it, in JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association. And look, I know people are skeptical all the time of what one doctor says or another doctor says, but if something comes out in the New England Journal of Medicine or the Journal of American Medical Association or the Lancet, which is the British equivalent, it's pretty solid. This is peer-reviewed stuff. And just please listen to this for a moment. In a new analysis, pediatric researchers have estimated that the state's decisions to close schools last spring likely saved tens of thousands of lives from COVID-19 and prevented many more coronavirus infections. The paper published yesterday in the Journal of the American Medical Association is likely to remind school districts and policymakers how consequential their decisions could be for the shape of the pandemic this fall. The study focuses on a six-week period in the spring and concluded that school closure, quote, may have been associated with approximately 1.37 million fewer cases of COVID-19 over a 26-day period and 40,600 fewer deaths over a 16-day period. And they continued to say in the article, these figures do not account for uncertainty in the model assumptions and the resulting estimates. The authors acknowledge that their findings are not broadly applicable today because before closings in the spring, there were no precautions such as smaller classes and the wearing of masks that are being recommended for reopening. By the way, getting kids to keep masks on, particularly if they're young children, and I know young children, if they get the disease, if they even get the disease, it's not supposed to be serious in most cases and it's supposed to be asymptomatic, but they can still pass it on to mom and dad or grandma and grandpa or generally. And look, there is no possible way. I mean, I am annoyed, frankly. No, worse than annoyed. I'm disgusted by some of the insistence on happy talk here about the coronavirus. Okay, this report from the New York Times tracking an outbreak, and this is done by the science writers of the New York Times. And I don't really think generally their updates on the outbreak and where we stand are political or politically slanted. It's mostly just information. Like this. As a deadly July nears its end, it has become clear that there is not one coronavirus outbreak in the United States. There are many. They are propelled by different dynamics. Summer crowds jamming beaches in some places, too friendly bars reopening too soon in others, angry people revolting against wearing masks in still others. A snapshot of the pandemic now is wide and diffuse. And unlike one from early spring, when the pandemic was centered in the Northeast and particularly New York City, back then we had one epicenter, said Dr. Liana S. Wen, a former Baltimore health commissioner. Now we have lots. For now, the crisis is hammering the South and the Southwest. Do you remember when they used to say that places with hot weather, that was going to be no problem? Because in the summertime, when the weather got hot, the crisis would go away, the pandemic would evaporate? Yeah, lots of luck. For now, the crisis is hammering the South and the Southwest, they write, but its reach extends deep into the rest of the country. Infections were still rising, in other words, higher rates of infections, and not just based on testing, higher rates of infections and deaths in 33 states and in Puerto Rico and the District of Columbia on Wednesday. Websites that track transmission rates indicate that hotspots can turn up anywhere. Alaska's small outbreak has been one of the country's fastest spreading. an average of about 1,000 virus-related deaths a day has been reported over the past week. 1,000 dead a day? That's the worst rate since early June, when the number of people dying seemed to be falling. The current 7-day average of just over 1,100 is slightly more than on April 1st, when New York City accounted for about half of the national death total. One new infection sent a shudder through the Capitol. Representative Louis Gohmert, we mentioned this yesterday, Texas Republican who had frequently and pointedly refused to wear a mask in the Capitol, tested positive for the coronavirus yesterday. Mr. Gohmert, who was tested only because he was scheduled to fly on Air Force One with President Trump, said he had probably gotten the virus because he had started wearing a mask, not in spite of doing so. The coronavirus is also on college campuses. Okay, we just passed 150,000 death toll. So what is the official projection right now, and how did they get this thing so wrong? There's a piece by Nicholas Bogle Barrows. The United States' leading authority on infectious disease expressed hope in April that we could keep the death toll down to 60,000 people. That was Dr. Fauci in the country. President Trump echoed that. He was very sure it would not be more than 60,000 people. Okay, we now have 150,000. So what are they looking at? They're looking at a minimum of 200,000 by November. This is going to be the dominant issue. And yes, there are other issues, and we're going to be talking about them. We're going to be speaking to this whole idea of trying to inculcate America hatred. Does that help with the pandemic? No, it hurts with the pandemic because that destroys people's confidence, their ability to work together. We're going to be speaking with Jared Stepman, who wrote that terrific piece about whether the founding fathers were heroes or villains. But with all of that going on, if you try to imagine that we are going to continue with rates of close to 1,000 a day in deaths, if that is going to continue between now and November, are they really talking about postponing the election? No, they are not. They won't. But we have to take it seriously. We will be right back. 1-800-955-1776.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The top Republican in the House of Representatives says there's no way that they will not hold the presidential election in November. Kevin McCarthy, speaking with reporters, says he understands President Trump's concerns about mail-in voter fraud.
We should have absentee voting, but this mass just mailing out ballots without having any checks and balances, without people requesting, really brings concern in there, but no way should we ever not hold our election on the day that we have it.
The debate continuing on the Senate floor regarding a new stimulus package. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says he's hoping Democrats will come to the table to negotiate.
Will the country get the Democrats who showed up back in March to pass the Bipartisan CARES Act? Or will the country get the Democrats who showed up in June to block police reform and keep that issue alive?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
I give it 4 stars.
And on the Michael Medved Show, talking about that article in the Journal of the American Medical Association about the school closures actually having saved, they estimate, more than 40,000 lives. As inconvenient, as horrible, as disruptive, as costly to the economy and to our peace of mind and our children and their children's well-being. School closures are horrible. But if they really did save 40,000 lives last spring, is there any question they were worth it? There's also this. Israeli data shows school openings were a disaster that wiped out lockdown gains. There were 1,400 Israelis diagnosed with COVID-19 last month. And 657 of them, 47%, almost half, were infected in schools. Now there are 2,026 students, teachers, and staff who have tested positive. There are 28,147 who are quarantined. That's because of contact tracing. And look, it's a crisis. It's one of multiple crises that Prime Minister Netanyahu is facing, in addition to demonstrations against him outside his home. Israel, in the early days of the pandemic, was very proud of having one of the lowest transmission rates in the world. It had been a success story because they had a very, very vigorous, enforced by police, lockdown, where basically you weren't allowed outside your home. And then when the rate of transmission went down, 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 they reopened. And it appears now that they reopened, particularly reopening schools prematurely. Israel is now in the top 10 in terms of the rate of death per million. So the United States, look, all of this is so incredibly sobering. And you know what part of it is? And it just occurred to me. I think this is why they probably are not going to do any new emergency deal regarding coronavirus. And, I mean, the latest on that is that people are kind of giving up. With negotiations barely started to find a middle ground between the Republicans' $1 trillion plan and the Democrats' $3 trillion package, Mr. Trump poured cold water on the entire enterprise, saying that he would prefer a bare-bones package that would send, quote, payments to the people and protect people from being evicted. Mr. Trump said, the rest of it, we're so far apart, we don't care. We really don't care. I don't care anymore. Okay, what does he mean? It's, I think that there's a recognition that, no, this is not going to be a temporary thing. And that continuing by spending a trillion here, a trillion there, this is not going to be the last one. Because if we still have a raging pandemic in November, then the economic recovery will be slowed, if not stalled, if not turned around completely. Mitch McConnell, I think, makes the point that I agree with, that is the best point, about the main difference between Republicans and Democrats in this. Everybody has agreed that people who are unemployed should have those unemployment benefits extended. The question is, by how much? And given the fact that most unemployment benefits are coming anyway from your state, to continue extending unemployment benefits $600 a week means that you have literally millions of people are going to get more for staying at home and getting the benefits than they would if they went out and got a job, if there were a job. Here's Mitch McConnell talking about not paying people to stay home.
Take the issue of additional federal unemployment insurance. For weeks now, it's been clear to a majority of Americans that we should not pay people more to stay home than we pay people who continue working. Should we have generous unemployment insurance in this crisis? Of course. Republicans want to continue the federal supplement at eight times the level Democrats themselves put in place during the last recession. But obviously, we should not be taxing the essential workers who kept working so the government can pay their neighbors a higher salary to stay home. Let me say that again. We should not be taxing the essential workers who kept working so the government can pay their neighbors a higher salary to stay home.
Okay. That, it seems to me, makes sense, and it is a defensible position. But frankly, if things are going to be as bad as they are, appear to be shaping up to be, if we continue to be having anywhere near these reports of 1,000 deaths a day, the political consequences, well, they're not going to lead to a postponing of the election. Maxine Waters was talking about this. This is clip number two on MSNBC and making just about as much sense as she usually does. Listen.
This president is absolutely outrageous in the way that he carries out the playbook of third world countries with dictators. This business of delaying the election, Congress is not going to delay any election, and he should know that by now. But when he sends out his, you know, paramilitary troops into Portland, when he aligns himself with Putin, when he says he loves Kim Jong-un, this is all about the president, this would-be dictator in our country, who is using the tactics of dictators, particularly in third world countries.
Okay, the entire panic about President Trump delaying the election or contesting the election, do you think that that is a useful sort of hysteria right now? This came out in Politico. Open schools are the exception, not the rule around the world. This just published. American children are among more than a billion students globally, a billion, facing a fall without traditional school. Many may never return to the classroom. President Donald Trump often cites examples from Europe as evidence American schools can reopen in person this fall despite COVID-19. But he fails to mention one thing. They are the exception, not the rule. Only a few countries have opened schools nationwide in the manner the Trump administration is pushing. They include Norway, France, and New Zealand, as well as Nicaragua, Taiwan, and Vietnam. On the other hand, 143 countries have instituted countrywide closures. The hopes and prayers for a vaccine are intense. And meanwhile, there's not going to be any saviors arriving from the Congress of the United States. Analysis in Washington says that they now see a rising risk that lawmakers might not reach a comprehensive agreement before a scheduled recess early next month. Early next month means in a couple of days. John Lieber, who is the managing director for the United States at the Eurasia Group, he's a former aide to Mitch McConnell, says these negotiations are in a very bad, bad place. There is no progress being made at the moment, which reflects the strong hand the Democrats think they have, the ineptitude of the administration, and the lack of consensus within the Senate GOP, said Mr. Lieber, former aide to Mitch McConnell. Is the market going to like that? I mean, isn't it interesting, the one thing that the Republicans and Democrats seem to agree on in their two bills is a single worst and most foolish aspect of this legislation. What is it? No, it's not the new FBI building, which Trump is insisting on as part of the legislation. We'll get to that and more. What's the worst? Coming up.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where ClearPlay comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, ClearPlay can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more, and you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com. Because ClearPlay loves good movies.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
I'm addicted to
the Michael Medved Show.
And the worst part of the two bills, the $1 trillion Republican bill and the $3 trillion Democratic bill, the problem right now is they don't even have enough Republican votes in the Senate, where they have 53 Republican U.S. senators. They don't have those 53 votes to authorize the $1 trillion bill, let alone the Democratic bill for the $3 trillion. And then they would have to, if they pass something in the Senate, they'd have to go back and negotiate with the Democrats, and it would be much more than $1 trillion, undoubtedly. And President Trump doesn't want to sign it. The bill probably isn't going to happen. And it's probably not going to happen for the best possible reason, which is that I think that our representatives in Congress and the President of the United States are getting serious in recognizing that as much as we would all hope and pray and ardently desire for this pandemic to go away quickly, it's going to be part of our life for a while. And if, in addition to the $3 trillion that was spent before, and other assorted spending on the virus that's involved another trillion, so it's about $4 trillion so far, if we're going to spend another trillion now, then what happens in October when we're still suffering? And in that context, the stupidest part of both bills is another bonus check to everybody. And these checks were $1,200. I think it's very nice. Of course, getting $1,200 in the mail from the government is a great feeling. And it can help pay a lot of bills, cut down a lot of credit card debt, I understand. And maybe even help to help you survive getting the right kind of masks. I don't know. Whatever you use the $1,200 for, fine. The problem is, it wouldn't be the last one. And what you're doing is you're making 159 million American households dependent on this kind of payment. And look, in terms of where all this goes, there is interesting speculation, and I don't share this with you because I think he's right. I think he's wrong. But I have had the same thoughts that John Harris has had over at Politico. And part of them, because one of the big shocking political events that I remember from my youth was tuning in. And I did, because the President of the United States, Lyndon Johnson, had announced that he was going to be making a speech from the Oval Office announcing a new peace initiative in Vietnam, which included a bombing pause, which is what the North Vietnamese had been wanting for a long time. And a lot of people saw, well, wow, this could really mean an end to this terrible war, which at that time, and we're doing 1969, was claiming 300 lives a week. which almost, and it's not almost as much, and you can't compare it to coronavirus. But, okay, so Johnson gets on TV, and he gives this long, boring Lyndon Johnson speech, and then at the very end, he says that as president, I should devote an hour or a day of my time to personal. I should not devote an hour or a day of my time to personal partisan causes. I'm going to spend all my time looking for peace. Therefore, I will not seek and I will not accept my party's nomination for president of the United States. Now, he was in the middle of a bid for renomination that he probably would have lost. He might have won it, but he probably would have lost. Certainly would have lost his reelection drive. And he just changed totally the political narrative and continued for the rest of his term to be the center of attention in Washington until Richard Nixon won the election in November. And actually, Johnson's withdrawal in the middle of the campaign has helped a lot with his historical reputation. I think his historical reputation ought to be awful, but it isn't, and partially because he withdrew in the middle of a campaign. Now, John Harris writes, among Donald Trump's problems is his long, hot, and in his long, hot and mostly housebound summer, is that he has lost his once unparalleled gift for changing the story. He still can stir outrage, but even among his supporters, he no longer has much capacity to surprise. Ralph Waldo Emerson wrote a century before the president was born, every hero becomes a bore at last. But there's a way that Trump could demonstrate that an old master still knows how to tear up the script and leave the audience gasping. It is late, but not too late to pull an LBJ. In other words, he is suggesting, and he actually reviews a couple of things that the president has said that indicate his thinking may be in that direction. That that President Trump, at some point before the convention, where he has just said he may actually deliver his convention acceptance speech from the White House. Let's say he delivers a White House speech before that and says, look, this pandemic and the economic consequences are too much of a crisis for America. I'm going to devote all my time to that. I'm not going to be distracted by a campaign. And here's what Harris writes, and I think it's interesting. He says, the Trump drops out scenario hinges on the assumption that Trump is less concerned with wielding the levers of government than he is with preserving his role as a disruptor at large in American politics over the next decade. The latter might be much easier to maintain if he avoids being tattooed as a loser in November, especially if the margin is larger than could be attributed even by his most conspiracy-minded supporters to media bias or vote-counting manipulation by Democrats. Trump in recent days has scotched a planned rally and canceled plans for a massive partisan extravaganza at the Republican National Convention. He has gone from saying the coronavirus pandemic would be quickly routed in the spring to acknowledging 5 months into the crisis that the situation will probably get worse before it gets better. After saying masks weren't for him and implying that they are for weak spirits, he finally began wearing one and urging others to do so. And then they talk about him commenting about how Fauci and Burks have higher approval ratings than he does. And then he says, what is it? Why would that be? Just this week, Trump pondered why Anthony Fauci and Deborah Birx have higher approval ratings than he does, even though he's their boss. It can only be my personality, that's all, he told reporters. The pictures of Trump a few weeks ago after the weekly attended Tulsa rally, the one where Herman Cain may well have gotten the fatal virus. With Trump's tie undone, his face twisted in a dispirited scowl, suggests that he knows that once his aura of success and power is punctured, it will be difficult to recover. When was the last time Trump seemed to be really enjoying himself in the presidency? And then he talks about the three bases on which Republicans have been saying all along that Trump is going to turn this campaign around. And in fact, there's a piece in the Daily Wire today about Trump making polls closer in a number of battleground states. But look, he is still behind in the overall popular vote and in the battleground states. At the start of the year, his advisors devised a plausible path to re-election, writes John Harris. The strategy had three main elements. One assumption was that even if he was running slightly behind in swing states, his financial and organizational advantages, combined with the passionate commitment of his supporters, would mean he would outperform polls by 2 to 3 percentage points. The second assumption was that Trump had room to grow his vote share with minority voters, especially African Americans. Even modest improvement by Trump could weaken the Democratic coalition in devastating ways. The third assumption was that Trump could repackage his divisive style as an asset. He's no Mr. Nice Guy, the narrator intones in a Trump TV ad that aired during the 2019 World Series. But sometimes it takes a Donald Trump to change Washington. The problem with all of that is that, first of all, it's not just a 2 to 3 percentage point gap in the swing states. It's bigger. The second assumption is that after George Floyd's murder and the demonstrations, I think the idea of a significant increase in African-American support, it's going to be very tough, especially if Biden picks a black running mate. And the third point, the idea that, hey, it's okay to be no Mr. Nice Guy, during times of crisis that actually threaten individual American families, and we're in that situation, people don't want so much disruption as reassurance. And I think that this possibility, and of course what that would mean would be Pence would be the Republican nominee and Trump would campaign for him enthusiastically. Could that happen? Almost certainly not. But is it worth considering? It's worth considering everything in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.